Hello, it's the 25th of October, 2019. Today we have the Star and the Pope and the Ten of Swords. The Returning. To your old self, the way you used to feel. This is a commitment to self, to living by your own law, and doing what is best for you, body and soul. That includes living how, where, and with whom you want. And guess what? Not everybody's going to like it. Yes, this could be read as the physical death of someone important and inspiring, either to you personally or even a public figure, which I don't like to read as that is ultimately not up to readers' cards or you and I, but I believe a huge owl has started to nest in the roof wreckage over my head and their doom and gloom on the wing. I can't very well evict him or her. It's massive. Luckily, I have a Native American friend coming out soon who is a bona fide owl whisperer, so we'll figure it out. I digress. Death is a returning, but that's a personal contemplation. The Star, Aquarius, is in the past position, a card of hope, healing, and health, number 17 of the major arcana. This is the serene nude woman kneeling by the stream under the stars. This could be something at one time you were committed to, as in diet, health, and exercise, or even somewhere you felt more like yourself. The Pope, or Hierophant, is in the center, yet there is a circular feel to these cards. The Pope, an earthbound Taurus, raises his right hand in blessing. Two fingers up, two down, as does the dead human on the bloody Ten of Swords. Air, Libra, Aquarius, Gemini. I'm also going to read around the spirit-crushing, oppressing, and even murderous potential of organized religion. Someone's hopes for conventional traditional marriage may die a death, or you may marry someone outside of your own religion, community, or social group and may feel excommunicated. This may hurt, but faith is called for nonetheless, as the 10 is 1 and 0 is 1, and we are returning to a new beginning. In the future position is the dreaded Ten of Swords, the dead human pincushion who bleeds out on a desolate beach, stabbed in the back by 10 long, sharp swords. This is a card of backstabbing, betrayal, and in my opinion, mob rule. Haters. You can live your entire life thinking what you're doing is right, the right thing, for the right reasons, for the right people. But we again have the message. Whose rules are you living by? This could easily be the death of bad habits, which will kill you eventually. This can even suggest an overdose by injection, and we are in Scorpio, and Scorpio's card is the death card, so what can I say? Damn, this is a creepy reading. Those boring old things like water and food and air and positive thinking are not options. The Ten of Swords is a death card, no way around it, but I'm seeing this as the death of friendships, or more probably frenemies, people who may not like or agree with changes you want to make in the way that you live your life. You may no longer agree with the people around you. You may have higher ideals, or conversely, you may find your ideals were unrealistic and even you can't live up to them, let alone anyone else. Am I right, Pontiff? Or the week started optimistically and you did all the by-the-book crap you had to do all week and now you are done. I just got a text from my Lakota friend. Say lots of prayers. Oh, great.